with Owen McDermott. Weekdays from 4. 2FM.
What happens next?
Happens here. 2FM. 2FM.
Hello, Colm O'Regan.
Hello, Owen McDermott.
How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
We've never met.
That's right.
Although, yeah. I'm a fan of your work.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I do. I happen across you on a plethora of spectrums. Does that even make sense?
Yeah,
I'm trying to sound intelligent now, because you're an intelligent man.
Yeah, now, some people have only one spectrum, but I have a number of spectra, yeah.
Oh, spectra.
Yeah, I go to Spectra Photo to get them done, yeah.
Speaking of Spectra Photo, because my friend used to work in a photo booth, and now you don't really have photo booths anymore, because everything's digital. Likewise, did you hear this week about the sad demise of, well, I suppose it was announced last week, of Extravision?
I know, and I won't say that I did my best to keep Extravision in business. I think we're all culpable in the demise of Extravision, not least probably Extravision themselves. But one of the things about Extravision is it was always the source of lovely popcorn smells on the high street. You know, ooh, the smell of the cinema. The cinemas are now out, you know, on the M50 kind of direction in the big precincts. But Extravision, in any, wherever two or three shops are gathered in my name, there was an Extravision with a lovely smell of popcorn. And it was actually, I used to like going into Extravision because there was that sense of you might just find the thing you didn't know what you were looking for. And it was so much more pleasurable experience than the soulless flicking in Netflix.
Yeah.
In Netflix, the choice is quite depressing in that there's lots to do, but you get depressed by not being able to pick one. But in Extravision, you knew you had to get out of there because you don't live in Extravision.
I saw a wonderful tweet. I'm going to use my beep button now, Colm, but I saw a wonderful tweet that said, the selection on Netflix is so bad, no wonder everybody starts f***ing.
Yeah, yeah. So. It's mainly chilling, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am sad. But it is one of those things where it's like the closing of a spinning wheel factory. It's like the remorseless march of technology means that some things just aren't meant to stay around unless they change and do something else, and they didn't really, so unfortunately. But I do feel sorry, and commiserations to the employees. I hope they find somewhere else to work.
This is a terrible segue, but by way of diversifying, if you weren't doing what you're doing now in the media and comedy and whatnot, what would you do?
Well, there's two things in that question. One, what I probably would have been doing if I hadn't left my job is I'd probably still be a project manager in IT, something to do with computers.
That's what you were doing.
That's what I was doing. And then if I had to pick, if I had loads of time, loads of money, you know, that kind of fantasy of having a library, having a study, a library full of books and a large armchair, I think I would do nothing but maths, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. I have this kind of thing where I don't know anything about maths, but I see okay. I see very clever people just saying something like, and if you think about it, 2 + 3 isn't always 5. And I'm like, oh my God, can you imagine being able to think in those terms? So that's what I might do.
I saw you on your Twitter account very recently make an elevator joke.
Oh yes, it's my pinned tweet.
Is that your pinned one?
Yeah, it's an awful joke, but I like it.
Would you like to recount it for us?
Yes, I used to stay in a hotel that had an imaginary elevator, but they've had an actual one put in since. I have to say it's given the place a real lift.
Colm O'Regan, everybody. And this is why you should go see this man performing in this comedy festival that actually is an RTE comedy festival.
Yes, it is a great thing, this thing. It's a marriage of a couple of different genres, ways of doing things. It's the radio, which I love. So it's a radio comedy festival, but in front of a live audience, and also a live audience in a theatre, which is it brings itself its own kind of cachet. So you have running for, I think it's 8 days. There's 18 radio shows, 18 half hours of radio being recorded over 8 days with acts such as, you've Deirdre O'Kane. You have a panel show hosted by Sean Hughes, Monday to Wednesday. You have also Sean Hughes doing his own show. You have the wonderful Foyle Arms and Hogg, who I think are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they were with us 2 weeks ago. They were great fun.
They are. They are. And they're getting better and better. You know, it's wonderful watching people who are working together. And then just seeing them all in tune with each other. I think we all want to find a couple of people that we can work with, that it's just like, that we'll be better than we ever were on our own. So they have it. And they're on, I think, on Friday. And then I'm doing my radio show. It's called Colm O'Regan Wants a Word. So I'm recording that on Saturday, February 6th. And it's one of my kind of little, you know, the way we all have DOS, things that we do to DOS. I love coming across a word and then going looking it up. You know, a word that might come out of nowhere. Or it's a kind of the Wikipedia wormhole that you get sucked into.
Yeah.
And you wake up 3 hours later knowing the GDP of Bolivia, having no idea how you got there to that point.
I can make a microwave out of a fish and a pencil now. Yeah, thanks,
exactly,
YouTube.
Yeah. And one of the things I do on Wikipedia sometimes is random page function, that you can actually click a button that just gives you one of their billion pages out of completely random. And it'll basically transport you to an area of knowledge you couldn't possibly have accessed linearly, if you know what I mean. So
what do you feel is the greatest knowledge gift that you have, or nugget that you've extracted from Wikipedia on a random search?
Not so much Wikipedia itself, more so there's a Twitter account which follows anonymous edits of Wikipedia pages by people who are whose IP address is within the Irish government.
No way.
Yeah, no, it could just be innocent people using their computer, you know, Wikipedia enthusiasts editing, but it always makes it look more sinister. But so far the pages are never sinister. They're like, you know.
It tells you what they edited.
What they edited, yeah. So it's like, but it doesn't say exactly who it is. It just says that the computer is somewhere within the apparatus of the Irish government. And so far it's never like, you know, privacy laws in Ireland or the role of the army. It's all the stuff like the biography of Ghanaian cricketer, you know. So it's obvious. I think it's still just nerds are doing it, but it looks kind of like it's something's up. So Wikipedia is one of the things I love doing. Words, I love words. And so the radio shows are about, you know, the kind of words that have old words, new words that have come through. And so I'm trying to weaving it through sketch and stand up, and I've got a couple of experts. So I have a man from UCD, Terry O'Hagan, who's a big expert in medieval Ireland and Irish, and who we are today was informed by who we were years ago.
Yeah.
So he'll be chipping in. And then in the other program, because we're recording two programs, Margaret E. Ward of Clear Inc., who's kind of a specialist in how to communicate clearly, and who's a real enemy of, you know, jargon and all that kind of thing. So in the second episode, we'll be talking more about jargon. So it's one of those things where I'm getting to have a radio show about stuff I'm kind of nerdy about.
If people would like to go and experience this spectacular, you can get tickets, free tickets, on rte.ie/comedy-showhouse. You're a new father, or a recent father.
That's right, yeah.
I don't know how recent that is. It says on your website.
4 months, yeah.
How's that going?
Good, yeah. We have, we're 4 months and still going. Yeah, 4 months down. Rest of our lives to go.
Because one of my favourite comedians is Louis C.K. And
oh, yeah.
A lot of his stuff is informed by his kids. And I'm wondering, is that your new comedy trajectory?
It's hard to say. I think they have to grow up a little bit more and, you know, have their own personalities. Whereas, I remember being at a show of his in the Ivy Gardens, I think in 2007 or 2008. And he pretty much starts the show with, "So I hate my kids," and, yeah. And that grabbed the attention. But at the baby stage yet, no, I think I'll I am writing about it, but I haven't figured out. You know, sometimes it takes a while to process what's going on in your life into something that can be either a book or
because comedy. I've never written a book about a life experience, but I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
It needs to distill down.
You could have got away with it. I wouldn't have called you out. Yeah. So I'm blogging for magicmums.com, where I'm a daddy blogger. So
really,
yeah, but I'm kind of writing that as I go, because it's like, you know, I want to record the early days in a way that's hopefully
and that's
funny.
A sincere thing. That's not a tongue in cheek.
Well, it'll be tongue in cheek as well too, it'll be true, like, yeah, sort okay. of.
Yeah. Where's that at?
Magicmums.com.
Magicmums.com.
I know. This is the new world. So your key learnings for today are the Project Arts Centre website. I think it's projectarts.ie, and you get the tickets there, or you can get them at the RTE website as well too. So
you can get the projectarts.ie. That's probably
yeah,
a bit easier.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of places, I think.
Projectarts.ie or rte.ie/comedy-showhouse. Either of those. Yeah.
Yeah, and the radio programs will be going out later on in the year. So there's two for the price of one. You can see them being recorded and you can listen to them later in the year.
That is a good offer.
Yeah.
On a final note, you mentioned your love of words. To wrap it up, could you give us your favourite word?
My favourite word is, it's serendipity, actually, because of what it means. And also, it came from the, serendip was the old word for Sri Lanka. And serendipity was this fairy story about three princes of Serendip who had adventures where good stuff just kept happening to them without them doing anything. So that's where the word serendipity came from.
That is a fantastic note to end on. Good. Mr. Conor Regan, thank you so very much.
My pleasure. Woo! Turn it up. It's the place to be. 2 FM. This is Owen McDermott.
McDermott. Driving you home weekdays from 4. Hear it.